companies.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Thursday, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Better enjoy the next few days because it's going to be the coolest of the next 7 or 8 to come. We hit triple digits again, I think, starting Monday. 90 degrees at Hollis and Mangum. Butler's 90. Who is this up here? Alva. Alva and Cherokee, you guys are also 90. Everybody else is pretty much up in the upper 80s. 87, Eric. 89 at Cheyenne, home of their secret weapon. 89 at Arnett. 88 at Slap Out, out here in the panhandle of Texas. 90 degrees at Lipscomb. 88 at Miami. 89 at Dozer. 89 at Odell and Childress. You're 91 degrees. You're the hot spot down there. So anyway, a lot going on today as far as I'm my stuff going. Moving my water this morning a little bit before daybreak. Spent a couple hours in the high tunnel picking peppers and tomatoes. And cleaned some other stuff up, piece of equipment up. Got that cleaned up. Anyway, here I am. Already and raring to go. Maybe. We'll see. Later on, coming up in the show, Marcus Darlin's going to be in here. And we're going to be talking about frogs and frog gigging. Matter of fact, let me check this email out. I got somewhere here. There it is. Anyway, the new PDF is out for... from the Oklahoma Wildlife Department. They've got their new hunting and fishing regulations on. I don't think there was a lot of major changes in both regulations except for how the licenses are done and the cost of them. I think we finally caught up with the non-resident of other states, what it's looking like. So anyway, so the hunting, I don't know if, I'm sure James will let me know when he's delivering the books, catalogs to the stores to get your new regulations because it's, I mean, we're not very far from hunting season, believe it or not. September 1st is opening day of dove season. And what else we got going on? Quail season's coming up. Bow season's coming up for white-tailed deer. All kinds of other good stuff. Anyway, they'll be out shortly. At the stores, like I said, I'm sure Lieutenant James will let me know when it's coming. Speaking of Lieutenant James, I won't have anybody make fun of this Saturday at the Fishing Derby at the Elk City Ackley Park out here for the 10th annual KCO Fishing Derby. I seen my boss over there in his truck today with the fish biologists. They were releasing all the secret fish into the pond today, so... And there's some kids sitting there with their bobbers and stink bait going to try to catch them as soon as they released them. Heck, they, I don't know. Maybe they did. Anyway, they got the fish in the park. So anyway, everything looks good for the derby that starts at 8 a.m. this Saturday and goes till noon. Presidio, it's also the KECO Presidio Day out there. And miniature golf, the train, and all the carousel and all that stuff will be going on till 1 o'clock, thanks to Presidio. So anyway, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading as the U.S. harvest continues and Russia's production outlook improved. How does it improve? It was frozen out. So anyway, corn and soybeans were a little changed. I hate information on Matter of fact, I got a deal coming up on information, fake news, not fake news coming up. For last, you guys heard me, last couple months, Rush's production is going to suck because the crap got frozen out. Now all of a sudden it looks better because it's not frozen out. What is it? Is it frozen or is it not? But anyway, corn and soybeans were a little changed. 76% of the U.S. wheat crop was harvested at the start of the week. That's up from 71% 7 days earlier and above the five-year average of 72%. Earlier this month, the agency raised its forecast for global stockpiles at the end of the 24-25 marketing year, ending May the 31st, to 252.2 million metric tons. That's up from 252.3. That's down. Hell yeah, it's up. 52. Got my numbers messed around there. 252.3 million tons. The agency also raised its outlook for U.S. inventories to 23.3 million metric tons, up from 20.6 million a month earlier. Here we go. Russian grain output, which has been threatened by dry weather and frost throughout the growing season, we know this, may be better than previously expected. Production is now expected to be at 130.5 million metric tons. That's up from 127.4 million tons, said consultant Solf Ekon. However you say that, said the consultant, raised his forecast for wheat production to 84.2 million tons. Wheat futures for September delivery fell 3 cents to 544 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures lost 4¾ cents to 562¾ a bushel. Corn futures for December delivery was up 0.75 cents to 418¾ a bushel overnight. Soybean futures for November delivery fell 2 cents to 1061 a bushel. Soy meal lost 50 cents to 320.10 a short ton. Soy oil was down 0.16 cents to 43.94 cents a pound. Let's see, today's Thursday. Let's check on ethanol. Ethanol output declined in the 7 days ended on July 19th, according to the EIA, which is the Energy Information Administration. Production of the biofuel fell to 1.095 million barrels a day. That's down from the 1.106 million barrels a day the previous week. In the Midwest, the biggest producing region, output dropped to 1.35 million barrels on average from 1.04 their week prior. Gulf Coast production fell to 26,000 barrels, and West Coast also declined to 9,000 barrels from 10,000. The East Coast and the Rocky Mountain production area actually were up just a little bit, a couple thousand barrels a day. Stockpiles for ethanol through July 19th, meanwhile, jumped to 23.72 million barrels. That's the highest level since May 17th, and it's up from 23.16 a week earlier. I don't think there's anything really crazy except a lot of heat and red flag warnings. Heat warnings, red flag warnings, and heat advisories have been issued for lots of Montana, western North Dakota, and South Dakota. According to the National Weather Service, heat indexes are forecast to be 108 in the central and eastern Montana. In western South Dakota, critical fire weather conditions are expected from midday until the evening. And that's, if you ain't never been to western South Dakota, that's nothing but prairie as far as you can go. Elevated fire conditions are forecast for tomorrow also in South Dakota. Nothing crazy weather going, just hot, dry weather going on here. Western Oklahoma and the Panhandle of Texas and Oklahoma. Today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Day, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. As Oklahoma's largest general farm organization with all members in all 77 counties, represented by 77 county farm bureaus, our work and efforts span all of agriculture as we work to ensure state farmers and ranchers can focus on what they do best, growing and raising the most affordable, safe, and abundant food in the world. You can easily join the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau by going by their office. Memberships are $37.50. You can call them at 580-497-2579, or you can just get on okfarmbureau.org and join that way. Make sure you join up in Roger Mills County. So there you go. Okay, let's go ahead and take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like, is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran-owned. We deliver top-tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our FECON Fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your ag weather update for the Panhandle of Texas. I picked Big City of Dozer. Dozer. 89 degrees, heat index is 89, humidity is at 41. Dew points at 62, the wind's out of the east at 9 miles an hour with peak wind gust at 10 today already. 3.59 inches of rain so far in the month of July. Whew. Anyway, 8-inch soil temperature, 81 degrees. All right. Let's see. Let's look at the Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market Updates. Current prices for corn, September, $4.05, up 1.5. December, $4.20, up 2.5. Soybeans for August, $11.17, up 6.5. September, $10.73, up 13.5. Soybeans, meal, August, $351.70, up 8.30. September, $333.60, up 7.50. Soybean oil, August, $45.82, up 20. Or I'm sorry, down 20. And September's unchanged at $45.28. Hard red, winter wheat, September, $5.62, down 5.25. December's down 5 at $5.78. October cotton, 67, basically unchanged, down 0.01 if you want to know. And what do we got here? West Texas intermediate crude oil, September 78.19, up 60, and natural gas is down a little bit today. August is 206. The NASDAQ, the S&P, and the Dow are in the green. Live cattle, August 188.75, up 185. October 188.65. Up 237. Feeder cattle for August, 258.77, up 165. September, 257.87, up 117. Lean hogs, August, 93.65, down 12. October, 77.57, down 45. So there is your Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Weather or Ag Grain Market Update. How's that? Anyway, let's see what happened at Hobart yesterday. Looks like they had a pretty decent sale. Steers in the 3 to 4 range was bringing 405. In the 4 to 5 range, 332.50. This is high averages, up 2. And then we got 5 to 6 weights bringing up to 272.50. 6 to 7 weights, 252.250. And then... where's the girls? Here's the girls. Let's see what the girls are bringing. 3 to 4 weights was bringing 307, up to 307. 4 to 5 weights is bringing up to 307. 5 to 6 weights bringing up 267. 7 to 8 weights up to 245. And what was the bred cows doing? Here's go. Butcher cows bringing up to 157 a pound. Pairs look like bred cows are bringing 2,200, 2,300, 2,111, 11, and 1,775. I don't see any just plain old cows that they were just selling here. So I just don't know how to read my market. But anyway, looks like they was having a pretty good sale at Hobart yesterday. Good job, guys. The U.S. Drought Monitor is out, the new one, and most of Oklahoma, except for parts of the Texas Panhandle, and the eastern one-fourth of Oklahoma, the rest of the state's got some kind of drought going. I don't think, let me hit on this, see if it comes up. Yeah, there it is. I don't see any major changes going on. Texas Panhandle, you got a lot of yellow out there, but that's the D0. Major County, Blaine County, Caddo, Eastern Ouachita, and Southeastern Custer County, parts of Beckham County and Greer County right there on the county line. You guys got some D2 going on. Big area D1 is starting to show up with a donut around Arnett of D0, but a lot of yellow showing up on the new map. Now let's see what it looks like out here in the panhandle of Texas. You guys just look good. That's all I got to say. Whole northwestern Texas and the panhandle of Texas all look good. So good job. Cross your fingers. We need some more rain because it's drying out fast. All right, let's see here. Well, I lost my spot. Just looking, you guys probably listen to the news and RFD TV and stuff a lot more than I do, but this looks like this ag FDA funding bill not looking too promising. And they said they're going to vote on it by the end of the August venture there, tour they got going on. I don't know, man. It just sounds like there's a lot of games going on and playing. They're playing games with a lot of stuff. I did read yesterday. I didn't read it to you guys, but let me bring this up real quick because I got a little bit of time before Marcus will be here. Oh, that's last week. Where did he go? Bear with me here a second. Sorry, there it is. I found it. Let's see here. They had a big peanut conference down in Georgia, and a lot of states were represented in that deal. Anyway, Representative Scott, who is from Georgia, warns about this next farm bill. The Georgia Peanut Commission, along with peanut organizations from all other states, is celebrating and learning more about peanuts at this week's Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Savannah, Georgia. Member from the Alabama peanut growers, Florida, Texas, Mississippi, and it's the Oklahoma in there, but that don't mean they weren't there. They talk about the current crop under spotlight, along with the focus on the farm bill. It is an important piece of legislation that will have huge ramifications on peanut producers across the Southeast and in Oklahoma and Texas. So U.S. Representative Austin Scott, Republican out of Georgia, updated attendees about the farm bill during his talk on last Thursday. He stresses that if more funding is taken away from production agriculture, it's not going to be good. Right now, we're operating under an extension, as you know. I think it's very likely that a extension will pass before the end of the year. A farm bill has come out of the House Ag Committee that takes care of production agriculture. Production ag is spending only about 10% of the total farm bills. That's all it is, 10%. Better than 80% of it goes to some type of SNAP or some type of food benefit. The majority of the Democratic Party are wanting to take more than the 80+. If you do not want to insist, they insist on doing this, it leaves absolutely nothing for crop insurance. ARC, which is the agriculture risk coverage, PLC, price loss coverage, and other risk mitigation tools that our farmers need to actually grow the food we depend on. Here's what your Secretary of Agriculture said, Mr. Tom. He testified last week before the committee that farmers have had the best 3 years ever and they're flush with cash. Why would you say that? It's just not true. We need a president that will give us a Secretary of Agriculture that will take care of production agriculture, and we don't have that right now. So they got lots of money to spend on climate change and all that stuff. Speaking of climate change, there was a post on social media this morning that the European Meteorology Center or whatever has posted this morning or yesterday, the evening, that we've had the 3 hottest days in a row on Earth ever. And most of us, if they predict weather and be cool, but they got to throw in their 2 cents, because then you know where their money's coming from to study this climate change. They got to throw in their 2 cents. If we don't get these greenhouse gases down, it's going to be hot and hot and hot. Well, my wife had sent me something, and I'd seen it yesterday on the Dust Bowl, the hottest days recorded in all, you guys probably seen on Facebook, through central, just the Southern Plains all the way up into Dakotas. The hottest days ever were recorded during the 30s, I think the 1936 in Oklahoma and all these states. And just, I don't know. I think if I spend another 3 months on Facebook, I can become a meteorologist certified, according to what I was reading this morning. There's just, I don't know, there's so much chaos going on in our world. That's why I don't like to talk about politics. And there's just so much chaotic stuff going on with our president, not current president, Joe Biden, not re-upping to, for re-election. And then you get the vice president in that comes from California. And there's a reason she was part of the reason that I read this morning, not my personal view here. She's part of the reason all these Californians are coming to Texas and Oklahoma and other places. And you just feel like you just want to turn into a hermit and lock the gates and stay at home. That's what I feel like. I don't want nobody messing with me. I don't watch TV. If I do, it's a rerun of some movies and... I don't know. And then I get all these emails and I try to skip through them and it just happens. So anyway, hopefully things will be better, but we need a farm bill. That's the bottom line. The farm bill was up, what, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, last year? And here it is, 2024. And now they're talking it'd be 2025 before we get another farm bill. So anyway, take care of the people that feeds you. We might not directly feed you in your mouth with food, but we raise stuff around here to feed cattle. We raise cattle to be processed, and we got hay out here, but that hay feeds the cattle that does this. We got wheat that makes bread, and when a lot of people growing corn around here nowadays. So anyway, yeah, we feed you. And we're not bragging about it. Just make sure you guys see the markets. The market's as low as they've been in years. And you can't make money at that price. A couple weeks ago, we compared the cost of stuff back in the 70s to the cost now. The cotton's the same damn price. How do you make it? So anyway, well, let's take a break before my blood pressure gets up. An Oklahoma Farm Bureau break brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
.5 in Presidio presents the 10th annual KECO Kids Fishing Derby Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon at Elk City's Ackley Park. All kids ages 15 and under are invited to fish free for a chance to win prizes, including specialty tagged fish worth $100. Get there early for free worms and t-shirts while supplies last and a free fishing demonstration from the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation at 8 a.m. It's the 10th annual KECO Kids Fishing Derby Saturday at Elk City's Ackley Park.
Hey guys, I've got something really fun you can do this Saturday. This is Riley and Kennedy Wyatt with Anadarko Dozer and Trucking, and we are proud to sponsor the 10th annual KECO Kids Fishing Derby. This is a free event, and they even provide you with a rod and reel and bait. You can win some cash and prizes, plus make some great memories with your family.
So come out to Ackley Park in Elk City this Saturday morning, and starting at 8 a.m., have some fish and family fun. The Anadarko Dozer and Trucking family hopes your family has a blast and catches a big one at the Fishing Derby this Saturday.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
For 20 years, Brandon and Jill Culver of Culver Electric have been your trusted name in residential and commercial electrical needs. Here's Brandon.
This is Brandon Culver with Culver Electric. On behalf of all the Culver Electric family, we want to say thank you to all of our many dedicated customers for relying on us to serve you for 20 years. We have grown in so many ways and in areas we never dreamed possible. None of this would have been possible without y'all. We value your trust and loyalty in the many ups and downs along the way to reaching this milestone. We will continue to give you the best quality service to all of Western Oklahoma. From all of us here at Culver Electric, to all of you, thank you so much, and we look forward to the next 20 years.
Culver Electric. For all your residential and commercial electrical needs, give them a call, 580-243-5846, or stop by 1823 West 20th Street in Elk City.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb. Good people. Great deals. In Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Movie tribute there, Marcus. What was the movie Mel Gibson was in that he hollered, "Freedom!" You remember?
No, I don't remember.
Aaron, you know? What's that? That movie Mel Gibson was in that he hollered... What'd he say?
Braveheart.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Anyway, I got Freedom, Oklahoma for your Northwestern Ag update. Freedom! Anyway, here we go. 92 degrees. Feels like 93. And December. Dew point 61. Humidity's 36. Winds are out of the southeast at 9 miles an hour. Wind gust up to 16. 10-day rain total. 91 hundredths of an inch, 3-day average 4-inch bearish soil temperature, 85 degrees, sunset at 8:49, sunny and 95 today, light winds, same thing tonight, 68, not sunny though, it's going to be, we don't have a full moon, but we got a pretty good moon going out there, and sunny tomorrow and 93 with southeast winds, 6 to 13 miles an hour. Well, in the studio with me is Mr. Frog Gigger himself, Marcus Darling. Anyway, man, it's already that time of year. It's crazy.
That time of year again.
Well, first of all, let's talk about it. It's free. It's the Free Frog Festival coming up August 3rd, and it's put on by the First Baptist Church, Carter Men's Ministry. Before we get into details about this year, let's talk about last year.
We ended up with about 250 pounds of frogs last year. We had teams.
That's a lot of frog legs.
We had teams that didn't even turn in anything. We had teams that turned in one, three, and there were some people that turned in 30 frogs, but there wasn't very many of them.
So, anyway, I knew it was going on. I don't remember what I was doing, but I'd be doing something, I'm sure, or I would probably been part of this, but I know the big cud crane was flying with the big flags there at the church. You couldn't miss it. I mean, it's taller than any building out here in Western Oklahoma. So anyway, that was going on. So do you know how many people participated last year?
I think we had about 40 teams.
40 teams. Year. And what are the teams again?
They're two-man teams.
Yeah.
And we take you can get 15 frogs per person. And we take the total of that, them two, and that's how we get the first, how we place, how we get first, second, and third.
Right. And then, it's free to join.
It's free to join, or you don't have to sign up. You just have to go over here to the church Friday night at 8 o'clock and register. And then we'll go over the rules and all the regulations. And then after they get done with that, they'll send you off.
So any pre-scouting reports?
I haven't had any. I don't have, my ponds are dry. I don't know where we're gonna go, but we'll have to find somewhere.
Dynamite.
something.
Well, I mean, are there any I was talking about the new licensing fees that have been adjusted anyway. I hope Lieutenant James is listening. Maybe he could send us a text message in. So you, what license are you required to gig frogs?
As far as I know, is you have to have a hunting license. As far as I know, I think that's right.
Right, yeah. So you guys need to check this for yourself and do not trust what me and him say on this show.
I'm pretty sure you have to have the hunting license. You may have to have a fishing license, I guess, if you...
Right.
I'm not 100% sure. I didn't...
So last year, what did you guys have for that dinner Saturday?
We had frog legs, and we had fish, we had calf fries, and we had lizard tails, which is the chicken strips.
No, don't tell them what they really are. Don't tell them the chicken strip part. You just took the fun out of that. Anyway, so this year, same thing.
Yep.
August 3rd at the First Baptist Church in Carter. And there's been some remodeling going on, so it looks a little different in there. So anyway, the menu is, again, frog legs, fish, calf fries, and lizard tails. Does that come with white gravy?
I don't think they're going to do white gravy.
Darn. Anyway, Saturday night at 7 o'clock, it's a community-wide dinner. Everybody is welcome. And so what time's the deadline on getting the frogs in?
We're 9 o'clock is when they're supposed to start checking in. And just as soon as you can get there, and we can get everything done by 6:30. I think it's going to be 7 o'clock. So just once we get everything start cooking.
9 o'clock in the morning?
9 o'clock Saturday morning.
Yeah, it's the deadline.
Yeah, it's just deadline.
Bringing your frogs in. Yeah, because this is a night deal. This ain't a day deal.
No. So it goes from 9 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the morning. Get your frogs in there as soon as you can, and we can get them cleaned and start cooking.
So who do they need to call?
If they have any information, they can call Jace at 580-799-1922 or Totally Outdoors at 119 South Main in Elk City.
If you call Jace, be ready to be on the phone for a little bit, because he is a preacher.
And we are Saturday, we are having a silent auction, like we had one last year, and it turned out pretty good. It's for all the proceeds will go to the Carter Cemetery to help upkeep mowing and all that stuff. And then we'll have bouncy houses and cornhole and all kinds of stuff there at the church for the kids to play on.
Are you guys looking for any volunteers to help clean the frog legs?
If you want to come out, let's come out. There's going to be plenty of them.
You guys posted some pictures on social media last year, and a pile of frogs.
Yep, there was a lot of them.
Yeah, and they're good. Oh, wait a minute. I just had somebody text me a picture in. Showing results for what license do you need to hunt bullfrogs. In Oklahoma, you need a fishing license to catch bullfrogs with hook and line, spear, bow and arrow, and other methods. But if you'll need a hunt license if you use a firearm. You can hunt bullfrogs year-round, but you can't take more than 15 per day. See, I didn't know that. I'm glad whoever this was sent this in to me. And you cannot sell or ship them out of state. How about that? So if are you guys using firearms?
No. This is gigging only.
This is gigging only. So you need a fishing license for the contest.
No, this is just gigging only.
Me, I'm going to cheat. I need a combo license. anyway, there's a, so, oh, awesome. Thanks for whoever sent that in. Appreciate it. And now I need to know how to get back out of this. Anyway. It's all the same, and I shouldn't have brought up politics on my show, because I'm getting some replies now. So, anyway, and all this money is going to help for the cemetery at Carter. And Carter, people have never been to the Carter Cemetery, it's huge. Yep. It's probably one of the bigger cemeteries in Western Oklahoma, mm-hmm. if I'm guessing right.
Yep.
And I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's a big...
It's pretty big.
It's pretty big. So, anyway, sounds like a lot of fun. And is there, like, any prizes for biggest frog or anything like that?
The first place on the weight, we're going to give Totally Outdoor gift cards. I'm not sure about how much is going to be on them yet, but there's going to be
some moolah involved.
Some money. And then the first place will also get belt buckles.
What do they look like?
They may have the logo on it. I don't know for the our new logo. We got to come up with a new logo. So
Frog King.
So I'm not sure what they have
we
on there.
We got the Cotton King. We got the Goober King. Now we need the Frog King.
And then we also, like the biggest frog, we're giving a Jayco knife.
Oh, cool.
The biggest frog.
Oh, sweet.
And
that made in Willow, Oklahoma.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you must be present to win. If you're not there,
you're out. They go to the next deal down.
Because, I mean, they would like to have everybody there to, you know, get the prizes and have some fun. So.
Yeah, you were just up all night hunting them. You can hang in there another 3 or 4 hours and get your prize deal.
You go home. There's enough time. You can go home, take a little nap, and come back.
Right. So basically, what you're saying is that Friday night at what time is the
Friday night at 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock, and then you have to have the deadline to check in is 9 o'clock next
they're
morning.
They're going to start checking in at 9 o'clock Saturday morning.
We'll have to go down there and check that little slough pond down there by my place. Is anybody looking to lease some frog property?
I'm sure there might be somebody out there that don't have no water, like me or something, you know. But
and that's crazy. We've had some really good rains over, but it's just soaking in, and it's coming. Maybe it's not a great big rain, but, I mean, we're blessed to have what rain we've had.
Yep.
But anyway, so where's your ponds at?
Sweetwater.
Sweetwater? Yep. So they're dry out there, too.
Pretty much, yeah. We got a little pond out there that usually has a lot of water in it, but here lately it's been going down pretty quick.
Well, since I got you in here, what about the kids? What are they doing?
They're in Sparta, Illinois.
Why did that not surprise me?
Trap right now. I think they just got through shooting sporting clays this morning, and they're still going to shoot a bunch today.
So, and then how long are they up there for?
They'll be there till they come back next Tuesday.
Since they're not listening, who's your favorite kid for shooting?
I'm not going to say nothing about that, but.
Come on.
I can't.
You know your daughter's bad to the bone when it comes to shooting.
Both of them can shoot.
I just like giving them crap.
Yeah, they're getting better.
Yeah. And they so they'll be up there and then come back, and then we got shooting actually fires up over here for the fall.
Yeah, I think we'll start practicing. I don't know, sometime January or so,
right?
Or December, something like that.
Yeah,
and then we'll have that big one in March and April.
Well, our big state Quail Forever conference is this weekend at Silver Lake, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I was going to bring some these kids out here and out there with me so we could win. Guess what? They're all out of town. There ain't one kid left.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to go dominate. It says, you don't know what a belt buckle looks like. Just joking. Hey, I've lost 8 pounds, if that's what you're insinuating on there. I don't even know who the hell that was. Anyway, matter of fact, somebody asked me the other day. He said, man, you lost weight. So I have. Anyway, so let's go over it again. August 3rd, that's coming up this Friday night first. Check in at 8 o'clock.
Next Friday.
Yeah, I'm sorry, next Friday. Yep. And I'm way ahead of the schedule, ain't I? Next Friday, not this Friday. Anyway, check in. I'll post this on our KCO Facebook page, and I'll put it on mine. And the First Baptist Church, I'm sure, has got it on there, too. Anyway, check in at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock Friday.
At the church, yep. Friday night, and you got to have your frogs back in by 9 o'clock Saturday morning, and then let the festivities start.
Yep.
If you love frog legs, fish, calf fries, and lizard tails, aka chicken strips, that just ruined it. You know what? Can you imagine how many people are going, I've never had lizard tails? But anyway, that'll be Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And like I said, this is all just to raise money for the Carter Cemetery.
Pretty much.
And we don't care what county you're from. If you're from Texas County in the Panhandle, this will be fun.
We've had people come from Eastern Oklahoma. I think we had a couple from Eastern Oklahoma here the last couple of years come down there.
Right.
So,
well, can they accidentally, if they're from way out of town, can they accidentally call in to get?
Yes, I think they can call. Jace. I'm pretty sure they can call Jace, and they can register them, and they can hunt. And then as long as they have the frogs there Saturday, because we've done that right. before too. So
yeah, because I mean, you're checking these in at a church, so if you cheat, lightning's going to strike you. So come on, just play fair game. This is all fun. And anyway, this will be great. Thanks, Marcus, for coming in.
Yep, we just want to make sure that everybody knows it's just not for contestants on Saturday. I mean, anybody's welcome to come.
There's plenty of food.
There's going to be plenty of food, fun, and we're going to have some I think we're going to have a guest speaker this year. I'm not sure who it is, but we're going to have a guest speaker.
That's scary. You don't know who it is, and it's going to be a guest.
They said, but I don't remember who it was. I think he's from up around like Blair or something. So
okay.
They say he's just like Jace. So everybody's going to like
him. There's nobody like Jace. So. Have you ever met anybody like Jace?
Yeah, I've met some people like Jace.
I'm talking about not similar. I'm talking about identical.
Maybe not identical, but you know.
Anyway, so Jace Hargrove is the pastor at the First Baptist Church. And Saturday, if you come out Saturday evening to join for the food and stuff, believe me, I'm sure the crane will be out there. You can't miss it. You can't miss it. So cool. Anyway, thanks for coming in, bud.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. Be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com. High
cotton. This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, July 22nd. 1,230 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 369 brought 399. 14 at 525 brought 306. 10 at 755 brought 249. 54 at 813 brought 255. 93 at 1,046 brought 220. 6 head of heifers at 514 brought 266. 4 at 526 brought 257. 8 at 555 brought 264. 12 at 648 brought $249.50. 4 at 773 brought 230. 64 at 776 brought 239.50. 3 at 1078 brought 176. Butcher cows were 75 to 157. Butcher bulls brought 149 to 202. Bred cows were 1625 to 225.75. Pairs brought 1950 to 2985. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I just got the weirdest text. Where is the Cotton King? Who cares? Well, I guess I do. But anyway, I don't know. He's somewhere. He sold some cattle the week before last, so he might be on vacation. I don't know. It's not my job to keep up with that man. I know I have a couple of his uncles and kinfolk and daughter, maybe son, that listen to the show. So anyway, he might be on vacation. That's all I can tell you. That's all I know. Anyway, let's check out the ag weather forecast brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Let's see here. Let's do Tipton. I ain't done Tipton in a week or so. Tipton's 91 degrees, feels like 91. 61's a dew point, humidity's 37. Winds are out of the east at 7 miles an hour. That wind about got me in trouble last night. Doing a little roundup in the fence line, and my peanuts were on the west side, and I felt the out of the east instead of out of the south. I'm like, really? Anyway, got to pay attention to that. 24-hour rain total, zero. 10-day rain total, 22/100ths of an inch. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 86 degrees. Sunset at 8:44. Hot, 97 today. Tonight, 69 and clear. Sunny. And high of 96 tomorrow with southeast winds 5 to 12 miles an hour. So I guess none of my listeners yesterday didn't answer my second question. Nobody has a clue about Jose Ryegrass. Nobody that's listening to the show that wants to text in or give me a buzz. It's easy. Text line's 225-9697 or my phone's 821-6646. Anyway, I want to find out more information about Jose Ryegrass. Come on, somebody help me out on that deal. All right, and don't Google. I Googled it already. I just want to know if I want some personal experience coming out of somebody's mouth out here saying, Jimmy, it's the greatest stuff ever. Jimmy, you're going to regret this. Jimmy, it's okay. That's what I want, and that's what I'm looking for. And I'd really appreciate it if somebody helped me out on this deal here. All right, let's see here. Here we go. You guys ready? Double check the facts in social media. It was puzzling to me how within the hour of Trump getting his ear pierced the hard way, that people from all over the United States were tweeting facts about the attempt. Where did they get the information? Did you talk to the head of the Secret Service that just resigned? Anyway, at the same moment, the mainstream media was calling it popping noises. I would think that a person would be able to look at these tweets and think to themselves, how does someone in California have all the facts about the attempt within 45 minutes and sharing it on social media? It must be BS. Yet, to my amazement, people believe the tweets that they're reading. It reminded me of a TikTok video I seen a few months back. Some guy went to an auction and was shocked that cattle was selling for 35 cents. So he went home and made a video about collusion and market manipulation and crashing the cattle markets. I can't share my thoughts about this, but I did force myself to follow up on it. Since he gave us the location of the sale barn, not being able to find a market report online, I called the sale barn. When I asked about the market report, the person on the other end seemed annoyed. Obviously, I wasn't the first bargain hunter to call. That video was seen by thousands and thousands of people. The sale barn rep told me that the weather was bad that week and they had a light run, selling less than 100 head. The feeder market wasn't reported due to the light test, and top selling Way Cow sold for $135, which is what they were bringing at the time. Now I'm drawing the conclusion this person who made the TikTok doesn't understand auctioneers. They probably started the cow at 30 and sold her at 35. He didn't realize that that implied a dollar in front of that 35. So anyway, even the sell by participates in selling this. So anyway, just market reports can be wrong. I've reported some stuff that end up being wrong, but I've tried to correct it and tell people I've corrected it. So anyway, be careful what you repost on Facebook. And I'm not saying I'm not guilty of it. Have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. God bless.